This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. American authorities have seized a range of Iran state-linked news websites they accuse of spreading disinformation. The move Tuesday appears to be a far-reaching crackdown on Iranian media and heightened tensions between the two countries. The U.S. Justice Department said 33 of the seized websites were used by the Iranian Islamic Radio and Television Union, which was singled out by the U.S. government last October for what officials described as efforts to spread disinformation and sow discord among American voters ahead of the 2020 presidential election. The takedowns come as world powers scramble to resurrect Tehran's tattered 2015 nuclear deal. The UN's top envoy for Afghanistan is now urging the international community to do everything possible to push the Taliban and the government from the battlefield back to the negotiating table. Deborah Lyons warned that inertia and the lack of action might lead to more bloodshed and conflict. She told the UN Security Council Tuesday that she cannot overstate her concern at the current situation. Lyons said every major trend, politics, security, the peace process, the economy, humanitarian emergency, and tackling of COVID-19 is either negative or stagnant. She pointed to increasing Taliban violence over the last year alone. More than 40 countries are urging China to allow the UN Human Rights Chief immediate access to Xinjiang region to look into reports that more than a million people have been unlawfully detained there, some subjected to torture or forced labor. The joint statement on China was read out by Canadian Ambassador Leslie Norton on behalf of countries including Australia, Britain, France, Germany, Japan, and the United States to the UN Human